Hey, freelancers, consultants, digital nomads, anybody building a business of your own that's looking to live the kind of life that you want. Today's question is do you have any advice for soliciting podcasters to be a guest or a template that you've used with some success? Answer is simple. Getonpodcast.com. That's Kai Davis's free email course, and his lessons really helped me quite a bit early on. Now I guess I'm talking 3-4 years ago at least, and to get on podcasts, right? He basically gives you the 1-2-3 steps in order to do so. He gives you the templates, the emails, and the tactics and trips and tips to do that. In fact, I'm going to be working my way through those lessons again here in the coming months because I plan on doing a podcast tour. So if you know any podcasts you feel that I would be a good fit for or a great guest for, I'm open to some suggestions. For soliciting, the key really is first finding the podcasts where you can add value to the audience. And then you want to pitch that host with that value add. First and foremost, that's basically in a nutshell what you want to do. Now I'm going to give you 5 tips into looking for that right podcast right now. First, you want to start looking for podcasts that have about 50 or more episodes, or that you at least know the host and you know that that person's going to, carry through with the podcast, right? You don't want to go on a brand new podcast that you don't know who it is. You don't know if they're going to make it through that grind of doing the podcast over, week after week or season after season. You want to make sure that, your time is well spent and that, hey, when you share a link out to a podcast, because you're going to do that, that it still exists, right? Basically anything. And the other thing too is with the 50 episodes or more, they've already started to build an audience, a nice size audience, right? Anything less than that, they're still kind of growing. They're still in, and I'm not to knock on that, but you want to have at least as many ears as possible. And the bigger the audience, the better, right? Number two is, obviously, you want to find a podcast that's an interview style podcast, right? And with that number of episodes in the tank, so to speak, in the can or whatever that lingo is, they might be thinking about trying to find new guests. They might be running through their list, their network, their colleagues, and they've already figured, they've basically exhausted that list. Number three is follow up if you don't hear back. Maybe in like a week or two, right? I would say 10 days at the most, right? If you don't hear back, then give some more value back to the host, right? Share some links, share some content that you've shared that would resonate with the host and the audience, right? If you've been on past podcasts have a similar audience, link those to them too, right? You want to keep the outreach short and very you focused. And this is what Kai talks a lot about, is that you don't want to reference yourself. Make reference to the value, the host, and the audience. Okay. And finally, the last tip is focus on the smallest ask possible. So when you tie it all together, don't say, hey, let me know if this sounds good, right? Tell me what's next. What do I do next, right? You want to say, like, you don't want to leave it so open-ended, right? Just simply reply, just end with a statement like, reply with a yes if you think this is good and we're a good fit and you want to set up a call, or reply with a no thanks and I won't bug you again, right? Just keep it very simple and very, very you focused. Like I said, I think that solicitation, especially if you don't know the host, you got to show that you're bringing to the table something that his or her audience wants. So I hope that was helpful. Until next time, it's your time to live in the feast.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.